jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen to that. Listen to that, Lampley.
I know.
That is that there's an electricity in the air. Everybody knows it. This is it. It's midterms eve. Yeah. Be sure to leave out a plate of cookies and a cold glass of Xanax, because a lot of people are anxious, and that is exactly the way the news media wants you. Remember I warned you a couple of weeks ago that the media was going to spend every waking minute leading up to the midterms yanking your chain like they were trying to start a flooded lawnmower. Well, one day, the TV news is out there saying, oh, Democrats are up in the polls, it's shattering historical precedent. Then it's, Republicans will sweep the Senate, rule the night, and feast on human flesh. Then, the next day, they're like, or not, you know. Take this final national NBC News poll, which declares that 48% of voters say they prefer a Democratic-controlled Congress, while 47% prefer Republican, which is a reversal from October, when 48% prefer the GOP and 47% wanted Democrats, which can only mean the Democrats flipped Linda. Flipping Linda. I saw that movie. And today, the last day before the election, we spotted this actual headline in the Daily Beast. Pollsters have no idea what's going to happen this election. Really? They can... I didn't realize... They can do that? Well, it's like a weatherman saying, looking out to the weekend, be sure to bring your umbrella and your sunscreen. Don't forget those ice skates, folks, because it's a hot mess out there, unless it's a cold mess. That's the forecast. With a margin of error of 1 to 4 tornadoes, now over to Phil with sports and or local murders. Regardless... Phil, skip to the loo. Regardless of what happens, all signs point to something happening. So The Late Show will be live tomorrow, right here from the Ed Sullivan Theater. Live, my friends. You know that feeling. It is every comedian's dream to say those iconic words. Live from New York, it's Tuesday night. With nice snap zoom, Dante. Thank you. With the races coming out of the wire, the candidates were out saying stuff this weekend. We heard from Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker, seen here trying to play tennis. At a rally, Walker expressed how mad he is that Democrats have focused so much on his personal life.
Why are they not talking about things that really matter? Because they don't have a solution for those things. And I said, I do have a solution, but I'm not going to tell them, because you tell them, they'll think they came up with it.
That's right, Herschel. Don't you reveal any of your great solutions. And just to make sure they stay safe, put them wherever you hide your secret children. We also heard from Pennsylvania Senate candidate and grandma's new boyfriend who just got added to her will, Dr. Mehmet Oz. At a campaign event with former president, Oz asked a favor of his supporters.
Tomorrow morning, when you awaken, I want you to contact 10 people. Do it at church, do it before the Steelers game.
Okay, one problem. The Steelers did not play on Sunday. Kind of important in Pennsylvania. That's a big mistake. But then again, maybe he was just confusing the Steelers with his home team, the Newark Airports? The Jersey Turnpikes? Oz's troubles don't stop there, because on Thursday, we got a surprise statement from the woman who launched Dr. Oz's career, Oprah Winfrey.
If I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons.
Yes, for many reasons. Yes. And one of those reasons is that Dr. Oz also starts sentences with, if I lived in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden held a rally in Pennsylvania, and he had some choice words about Dr. Oz.
And Oz and Pennsylvania? Look, I lived in Pennsylvania longer than Oz has lived in Pennsylvania. And I moved away when I was 10 years old.
Back then, they called it Old Quaker Town. Philadelphia had a big, beautiful bell, not a crack in sight. My dad used to say to me, Joey, I don't want you spending time with that Benji Franklin kid, always flying kites and chasing petticoats. Won't amount to a hill of beans. By the way, get off that hill of beans. That's dinner. Come on, Joe Jack. Redcoats are coming. No, I'm serious, folks. No, come on. The previous president had his own rally, and he was laser-focused on the biggest issue of 2024, specifically who he's theoretically leading in the polls, and he's already testing out new nicknames.
Let's see. There it is. Trump at 71. Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
DeSanctimonious? Really? DeSanctimonious? Yeah, there's nothing voters like more than insults from a word-a-day calendar. Let's get bellicose. DeSantis is a pusillanimous sycophant. Incarcerate him aloft. Incarcerate him aloft. But before DeSantis can face off against the former president, he has to get reelected as governor of Florida. His campaign just released an ad that implies that DeSantis was chosen by God. It's subtle. See if you can catch it.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a fighter.
Yes. God. God made a fighter. He made Eve from Adam's rib and Ron DeSantis from Adam's taint. But not fair. That's not nice. That's not nice. Why did I say that? But hear me, oh audience. It gets worse.
God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve the people.
Oh, my Lord. Ron DeSantis, more like Ron DeSanctimonious. Damn! It is a good nickname. There continues to be news about Tesla's CEO and your sister's boyfriend running into you as he's leaving a strip club, Elon Musk. Over the weekend, Musk fired half of Twitter's staff, around 3,700 people. Now, that may sound drastic, but come on, it's Elon Musk. The guy clearly knows what he's doing. Someone had to make the decision, and Twitter is now asking some fired workers to please come back. Because, turns out some people were laid off by mistake, while others were fired before management realized their experience was necessary to build the new features Musk wants for the platform. That is some A-plus HR management. That's it, Jimmy. Pack your desk, you're fired. Now I just need somebody to type up your pink slip. Do you know how to work a computer? Amazing, you're hired. Your first job? Fire yourself. I couldn't do this without you, buddy. Now get the out. Since Musk took over, advertisers have fled the platform, but he has a plan to replace all that lost revenue. Start charging users $8 a month for a blue checkmark. Now, that seems pretty steep for something that's always been free, but it is a value, because not only would you get a blue checkmark, it would verify that you're dumb enough to give $8 to the richest man who's ever lived. And having a blue check... Sure. Having a blue check used to mean you were actually who you said you were, but now anyone who pays can get the blue check. Musk defended the change, tweeting, widespread verification will democratize journalism. Yes, soon you'll be able to get your news from a wide variety of sources. Everyone from the New York Times to the equally qualified at Patriot Foot Lover 420. Since Musk took over, many verified users have started tweeting sarcastic and ironic comments with Elon Musk as their screen names, using his picture. In response, Musk tweeted, going forward, any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended. Aww. Did someone hurt Mr. Free Speech's fee-fees? But as a comedian, I can confidently say nothing improves a joke quite like announcing that it is a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, keep in mind, I'm just kidding. I don't want you to worry. The chicken is fine, and so is the road. Now brace yourself. The punchline is coming, and again, none of this is real. It's merely made-up fictional scenario for your amusement to get to the other side. That'll be $8. Is that how it works? Did I do it right? Did I do that right? I don't know. But he has a point. It's very important that we know what actual people actually believe and say, which is why The Late Show has created a website with pure 100% Elon Musk verified factual information called thisistherealnotparodyelonmusk.org. I promise you that I have put as much thought into making this website as Elon Musk put into buying Twitter. We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Poncho after this.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Folks, as you know, we are on the brink of a decision that will set our country, our world, on a new path. I'm talking, of course, about who will be People Magazine's sexiest man alive in 2022. Now, I have long believed the sexiest man alive is one of the cornerstones of this great nation. And so it is with great humility and gratitude that I am thrilled to announce that People Magazine has decided to award me the incredible honor of announcing the sexiest man alive for a second year in a row. Because longtime fans of male sexiness will recall that last year, the persons over at People entrusted The Late Show with Stephen Colbert's Sexiness Research Institute to select a worthy candidate, and I took that responsibility very seriously. I and my team of scientific sexperts vetted, and I mean thoroughly vetted, hunky, hunky men, and ultimately just bestowed that title on Paul Rudd. But it is time for a new Sexiest Man Alive, because that is Paul Rudd last year, and here he is now. Take him down, Jimmy. Now, we here at the Sexiness Research Institute have been hard at work trying to find someone qualified to follow in the sexy footsteps of sexy men like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michael B. Jordan, and Channing B. Rocking That Tank Top Tatum. We sifted through countless candidates, numbers were crunched, abs were crunched, and I'm happy to say that we have narrowed it down to just two sexy contenders. So without further ado, the finalists for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive are, Joe, please. The host of Last Week Tonight, John Oliver. Or Hollywood movie star and incandescent supernova of hotness, Chris Evans. And the winner, this year's Sexiest Man Alive is Chris Evans!
He's not even here. He's not even, this is bull. This is bull. Recount, stop the steal. This is rigged, the whole thing is rigged. He's not even here.
Better luck next time, John. Unfortunately, Chris Evans' sexiness couldn't be here tonight, but we did receive a very special message from the set of his upcoming film.
Hey, America. It's Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, also known as, most importantly, the sexiest man alive. Now, I just heard the amazing news, the fantastic news that my good friend, I got to keep this quiet, Chris Evans, was just named sexiest man alive from People Magazine 2022. Let's go congratulate him right now. Come on.
Hey, there he is,
buddy.
The sexiest man alive. Look at you, man. You look good.
Thanks. Means a lot. It means a lot coming from the former sexiest man alive.
What do you mean?
Well, I just mean, you know, thanks for the support.
Of course, yeah.
As a former sexiest man alive, it just means a lot.
I never give the title up.
Weren't you sexiest man alive in 2016?
I'm sexiest man alive in perpetuity, which means for life.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought I was just named.
Let me ask you a question, brother.
Okay.
Am I alive?
Yeah.
I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still sexy?
Clearly.
You bet your sexy mouth I am.
We're sharing. We're going to share it.
We're sharing it. All right. Are you ready?
I'll take it.
Last thing. Say something sexy.
Go vote tomorrow.
That is sexy. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Oh, the sash fell. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get that back up. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Let me help you. This is a big moment. There we go. All right, you ready?
Okay. I'm all tucked. I'm all tucked.
We got it.
5 minutes later.
All right. What I said was,
yes,
go vote tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sexiest man alive.
And Chris Evans.
Thank you to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And congrats to Chris the Sexy Evans on officially being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Here's the first look at his cover. There you go. For more sexy information, go to people.com and you can pick up this week's Sexiest Man Alive issue this Friday. We'll be right back with sexy runner-up, John Oliver.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my guest tonight from The Love Guru. Please welcome back to The Late Show, John Oliver. Good to see you.
Very, thank you. Good to see
love
you, too.
Love to have you back.
Thank
love
you.
To have you back.
It's lovely to, John, be, lovely to be here.
I'm sorry you didn't win.
Yes, so am I.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're sexy to me.
I'm going to use this as fuel.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the next 11 and a half months getting so hot.
Yes. Getting hot.
Getting hot.
You're a silver fox, hot, man.
That's right, yeah, but now I'm going to go the other way. Clearly America doesn't want a silver fox. I'm dyeing my hair. I'm getting absolutely jacked. I'm eating only creatine for a year. It'll probably kill me, and if it doesn't, it's going to make me f***ing hot. I'm going to be here 12 months from now.
Ripped.
You are unbelievably busting out of my suits.
Sure.
Call me Johnny Lunchables. I'm going to be a snack.
I like it. One of my favorite things about what just happened is that Chris Evans was announced as the sexiest man alive, and the audience booed.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, hot guy?
No, well, no. You know, what do you want? But just a guy to make you laugh.
That's right.
You know? That's all
you want.
That's
right. Sure, you look good in a cable knit sweater, but I can ruin any occasion I'm a part of. How's that not hot?
Mm-hmm. You're up for another award soon, and that is you are not only neck and neck with Chris Evans on hotness, but you are neck and neck. You are tied with Bernie Sanders for most Late Show interviewed man alive.
Wow!
This is your 15th appearance on
the
Late Show.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah,
got a John Oliver ass mark in it.
Just me and Bernie just wearing it in. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, if you had to pick a scientific opposite of people's sexiest man alive, it might be most appearances on The Late Show. John Oliver and Bernie Sanders. You know, people can like different things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I love about you, John Oliver, yeah. is you're very generous with your time. Not only are you here tonight,
yeah.
but last week you were on because you participated in our Kids Pitch Movie, where kids pitch a movie to us. Yes. And it was the scariest movie of all time.
That's
and
right.
you played yep. a demon in it.
I did.
In the movie.
I'll do it. I will do it every year. Whatever those little psychos come up with, I will be here.
Well, thank you. And this obviously is the Halloween pitch. And yes. I gotta ask you, do you enjoy Halloween with the kids?
I do. Yeah. The kids love it. Like in when I was growing up in England, it wasn't that big a deal. I saw it on ET and thought that they seem to be having fun. But Bonfire Night is bigger for us, November the 5th.
So you guys don't do you don't trick or treat?
They not really. No, Bonfire Night is more about well, it's a little bit of British history. It's commemorating when Guy Fawkes nearly blew up the Houses of Parliament. So we build bonfires. You build like an
effigy. Oh, and you're pretending to burn Catholics.
I mean, listen.
Isn't that it? Listen, aren't you burning?
Yeah, in a reductive sense, yeah, it's burning Catholics. Yeah, it's using Catholics as fuel. I don't know. Sure. Listen, there's a much longer conversation that makes it sound slightly better. But if you want to just go down to the nub, then yeah, we burn Catholics for fun once a year. At least
is it fun? Like, what do you do?
It's like it's really
is there
fun.
Is hot cider and stuff like that?
Well, there's some fireworks.
But
there's no... It's basically... And then the night before is Scally Night. So that's
what?
Like... Scally Night is basically petty vandalism. It's like trick-or-treating if you remove the treats part.
Like a Devil's Night. That's
yeah, so America did it much better. You introduced commercialism through candy.
Right.
And you took out some of the property damage. Yeah, so...
If you don't get the treats, then you get the trick.
That's
capitalism.
Right. That's exactly. Whereas ours was just burn it all to the ground, Catholics included.
Did you ever dress up as a kid? Did you ever have a costume?
I'm not sure I did as a kid, actually, no.
How about as an adult? Do you have a go-to? Are you sexy vampire or anything like that? Vampires are sexy. That's the sexiest thing you could be.
Is it?
Yeah, what's sexy? I mean, I guess like werewolf if you can pull it off.
Oh, that's you've got to be confident.
Right.
Werewolf sexiness is otherwise you just look damp.
Yes.
You just look like you've got a kind of a musk, like you've been in the forest way too long.
You look like a sailor on shore leave.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
Right.
I was the last time I dressed up as Duke Kaboom. I did a pretty decent Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom from Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4, okay, there you go. Or did you grow the mustache? Did you grow the handlebar?
No,
there?
Gaffer tape, much funnier.
And the kids, what are they?
My littlest one is 4-year-old. He wanted to be a pumpkin, and then he called an audible at the last minute, and he wanted to be Iron Man instead. So...
How long was he wanting to be a pumpkin?
All the time, and then Iron Man last minute. And so the question was, can you turn a pumpkin outfit into a serviceable Iron Man? The answer is no. So can you get an Iron Man costume really late? The answer to that is yes. So
sure.
He did. They were very, but it's changed. Like I love the fact they have. They loved the fact they had muscles. They were like counting their abs on the costume. They're not like pajamas
anymore. One of the things like when my youngest, who's now 21, but when it is in his era when he was a little kid, they had a little fan on the back and were kind of inflate.
Oh, that's
so the muscles, so you could kind of push on them like it was, great.
You might need to order that. Earlier than the night before to get that version. But he still had. He was walking around saying, look, Dad, I've got hills. I've got hills in my... Yeah, he said he's got hills. And then he said, why don't you have any hills? You. Because I'm tired, all right? Because I'm tired all the time.
Right.
How isn't that sexy?
My youngest, the same one with the thing,
yeah.
He came up to me like, I got the Irish no collagen skin, so I just wrinkle if I go near a window.
Yeah.
And over here, I got all the crow's feet over here. And when I smile, they really come along.
Sure.
And he was, a little kid comes up and he goes like, Daddy, you have gills.
Gills.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
I love it. I got gills, baby.
They are like high-functioning... Don Rickles, in a way, little
kids,
aren't they? They can sense a weakness and they know exactly how to drive a hammer through it.
We have to take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back with more John Oliver, everybody. Stick around.
Oh. Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the host of Last Week Tonight, John Oliver. Not to bring up an ugly subject, but the midterms are tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody knows what the hell's going on. Historically, we know what should happen.
Yes.
The polls are all over the place. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I'm interested in is that this is your first midterms as a United States citizen.
Yeah, not my first.
So you get to vote in the...
Yeah, are you... my first midterm vote. Yeah.
Are you mid-sighted for it?
No, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, as an immigrant who's relatively recently become an American citizen, the act of voting still means a lot to me. So I did not want to go and vote early because I wanted to vote tomorrow when there was a queue, which is a...
You mean a line? We say line here. They won't let you vote if you say queue. If you say queue, they'll go, you don't get
to
vote.
It's not the end of the Great Escape. Queue, get the out of here. Yeah, I want the line. We love a line. We love
I
a
like
line
the line, too. I like going to the... Where do you... Like, what's the location where you... I'm not asking for the address, but, like, what kind of place do you go to? Do you know?
It's nearby. It's a high school.
Same thing. It's a middle school for me, and I love the. I love that there's a bake sale.
Yeah,
it feels... like the kids hold a bake sale down the hallway. Do you like get
good
turn
idea.
A little bunk on that election?
Being in that line, that is what I'm looking forward to. Because there are moments where you feel validated as an American, and voting is one of those moments.
Do you, when you go in there and there's the old woman with the glasses going, name please, and she's looking for that? Do you go with the Brit accent or do you fake an American accent so there's no questions?
I have faked American accents so many times in the past because it makes things easier. You know, even with automated telephone lines, you kind of, they don't tend really not to respond very well
to
the
English accent. Please state
your name. Yeah, exactly. So you have to kind of capitulate and do like, number four, please, ma'am. Number four.
You don't have to be. A marshal.
Yes, you do. It's the only thing that works to be a kind of sedated John Wayne for me. I'll take a number four. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Now, I want to ask
you. The act of voting, not necessarily the
results.
Of America tearing itself apart. Yeah.
Now,
and you can find out live. At least you're going to get commercial breaks this time rather than Showtime when you were doing an autopsy.
Oh, yeah, no. In 2016, I had to do it without it, and so the camera never came off me.
Yeah,
that was fun. And they just watched a man dissolve in real time. It was like those things where they say, oh, here's a dead mouse, and then it just dissolves and the maggots come. And like, that's what I was like in 2016.
I was thinking, amidst all the horror of what was happening, I was watching you. I remember when it suddenly hit me, he doesn't have commercial breaks, thinking, oh, well, he is turbo.
Yes.
This is a level of trouble. I'm not sure anyone fully appreciates that he's in here. I mean, Dorenda, in real time as other people speak. So, I wonder how long this has been.
We drank a lot of bourbon. That was our commercial break from our sponsor, Jack Daniels. Let's talk about your home country. Are you still a citizen of the UK?
Yeah, dual citizen. I'm a dual citizen.
Yeah. I don't think that's fair, but okay.
Well,
so I don't understand why you get to do both.
In the days of the British Empire, it was a lot more than two. So be thankful that it's gone down to this.
Do you get to vote over there?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can. Yeah, you can.
All right. But does it matter? Because over there, they've gone through like three or four prime ministers with no election. Just the Conservative Party just goes, let's just try this one.
Yeah, how about this?
Drag them in.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about Rishi Sunak?
He is wealthy beyond any realistic expectation. He is so rich. Like he's married to the heir to the Infosys fortune. So he is...
Infosys?
Infosys, yeah.
That sounds like the bad guys who like run the company in Jurassic Park that make the dinosaurs.
It's a dinosaur fortune.
That he's, exactly. What's like, is doing anything we need to know about him other than he's Richie Rich?
He's Richie Rich, and he's responsible now for getting us out of the mess that he was very much culpable of putting us in. Because he worked for a long time with Boris Johnson. He got him where he was. And they're just going to try him now. And then if this doesn't work out, they'll just work their way through the alphabet. It'll just be... it's going to be like a draft. All right, Aaron Anderson, you try. If they work it way down to the O's, I'll get a swing.
How's his curtsy? Because I don't know if you saw Liz Truss's curtsy to
Bad
the Queen.
Curtsy.
It
yeah.
killed the Queen. Her curtsy.
It did.
Her curtsy killed the Queen.
It did. I'm not sure. I don't want to hear any from CBS's lawyers here. It did. Liz Truss, through her curtsy,
Terrible.
Killed the Queen because the Queen looked at Liz Truss, thought, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore, and died. That's what happened.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
That is a verifiable blue check. There's a blue check on that fact right there.
I've got $8 on me right now. You can blue check that fact.
Did you touch a curtsy, obviously.
No.
As a British citizen, everyone knows how to curtsy, right?
No, I'm a peasant, so no. My stock was not. Rishi Sunak went to some very expensive private schools. I believe he went to Westminster School.
Yeah.
So there's every chance that he was taught to bow and curtsy.
You were taught to read in a gravel pit.
That's right. I was just taught to do this whenever I'm happy. That's it. It's different. It's
very scrappy.
Very
nice. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
miss. Get me the biggest turkey you can. Oh, Will! I have absolutely no expectations of Rishi Sunak being anything other than a disaster, but,
okay.
No. Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, I want to make you a deal. You stay there, I'll do a commercial, and we'll be right back with more John Oliver, everybody.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Of last week tonight, the one, the only, Sir John Oliver. Very few performers get where they are without having paying their dues. And if they get where they are without paying their dues, I don't like them.
Yes.
But I know Definitely. That you did not come out of the gate as a successful performer.
No.
What were those first years like? What did you do?
Other than
pay the bills, I mean.
Disappoint and infuriate audiences.
Yes. Sure.
I mean, I just took any kind of temp job that I could get anywhere, which was...
Like as an admin or like
anything,
a secretary?
Anything I could get. Once I was sent to cover the maternity leave for a woman who was answering the phones, this guy who was selling stolen kitchen equipment on the... He was like a really offensive stereotype of a London gangster. And so people would like call up all day saying, "Is Jim there? Is he there?" And he would be there going, "I ain't here. I ain't here, John. It's not hard, I'm not here." So he would say, "Tell Jim, I know he's there and I'll f***ing kill him. Read it back to me. You know he's here." And okay, he sent me across London with £15,000 in cash and a knife.
Honest to God.
I swear this is true. And I said, "What's the knife for?" And he went, "If anyone tries to take that from you, that's to defend yourself." And I said, "Jim, I'm covering maternity leave. I'm giving them the money and the knife. I'm not built for this life, Jim."
Did you know that it was stolen equipment?
Yeah. Oh, it was so obvious. There was one guy who called up and he said, "Do you have like this certain kind of cooker there?" And he went, I said, "Yeah, I think I've seen it. And he said, "Has it have concrete on the back of one of the pipes?" And I said, "Yeah." And he went, "He took it from me last night! I'm not buying back my own stuff!" And so, yeah, Jim said, "Well, just, yeah, offer him £200.
When did you say to yourself, "Okay, I think I could just do what I want to do to pay the bills"? What was the moment? What was the moment of relief? You went, "Oh, this might not just be a pipe dream."
Well, it's the tiny moments, right, where you think, "I can't believe I'm getting to do this through comedy." And for me, it was buying real orange juice. That was it.
What do you mean?
I just couldn't believe. Like, I'd been to a gig, I'd got like £15, and I bought some, like, a carton of orange juice on the way back. That's a luxury purchase.
Sure.
Because water is there.
Right, right. Are you a pulp guy? No pulp guy?
Oh, pulp. Come on, pulp? Treat yourself.
What?
Treat yourself.
I like a little pulp. I don't like...
Oh,
like
you can
like
jack
the pulp.
Oh, no, I'll take all the pulp you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember for me... Thank you for asking. For me, it was... I was in Chicago, and I was...
What was it, what was your moment?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Yeah.
Was it?
We probably shouldn't get it. I'll tell you. So, it was me in Chicago. I believe when Evie and I, when I first started dating Evie, she saw me fill out my taxes. She literally was there on April 15th when I filled out my taxes. I put down, and this was true, $8,500. That's how I had made it in the entire year. And I was feeling pretty good about that. And she went on a second date with me after she saw me do that. That was literally the second date she saw me fill that out.
Wow.
So
I mean, in your defense, you are really putting all your cards on the table there. This is this is what I am. So do with this information what you will.
Exactly. I couldn't afford anything. And so again, it was like water instead of orange juice.
Yeah.
A friend of mine called me up and he said, "Hey, could you cover my bartending shift?" And I didn't know how to bartend. I was like, "You a bartending shift?" Because I think he belonged to a cult and he had a meeting to go to. And seriously.
Oh, you're gonna skip over that detail?
Well, yeah. It was one of those, you know, God wants you to be rich, lucky Jesus kind of cults. So he's going to meet his lucky Jesus, and I go bartend for him, and I make $250 in one night. I can make my rent, my portion of the rent that I am paying on that one night. And as I'm walking to the L at 3:30 in the morning, because we had 2 a.m., they're still serving drinks, had to do the cleanup and everything, go to the L. I walk by a Dunkin' Donuts. They had just started serving these the croissant sandwiches there. I would never have a million years have thought I could afford one of those. That's out of my range.
Of course.
Those were like $3.95.
You're reaching for life you can't have.
Exactly. And I said, I can afford that essentially plastic sandwich. And I've never been happy. I was almost in tears going, I might be able to do this. I might be able to survive.
I totally get
going
it.
Going through all of this.
I wish there was security TV back then so that you could dig out a video of you just strutting confidently like an Elizabethan Duke saying, "Gentlemen, I shall have your croissant sandwich, please."
We gotta go here, man. I gotta ask this one question though about your darling wife. You and your wife Kate married for a full decade, almost a decade?
Over a decade.
Over a decade, good for you. Now, I understand if it hadn't been a decade, they wouldn't have clapped.
I would really appreciate that. The rule from now on has to be less than 10 years, silence. It's an expectation. Double figures is the least you can do.
I understand that someone, you and I both enjoy complicated your early relationship with Kate.
Yes.
Can you tell the people what happened?
I was doing an interview with Terry Gross on Fresh Air. Very exciting. And she said in this interview, I think she said something like, and I gather you've just asked, you've just got engaged. And I had not just got engaged.
And what do you say? You can't say that.
You definitely can't say, no, hey, no. This fish got to swim, Terry. This bird got to fly.
But you also can't say...
No, you can't.
That's going to happen.
No, you can't. I couldn't say... I cannot remember what I said. I probably froze.
Yeah.
And then obfuscated somehow. But I do remember that members of my wife's family were listening to it and were then calling her up saying, I hear you got engaged. Terry Gross said you got engaged. And she would have to say, not yet, I didn't.
Well, John, I was about to hold up something. I was about to go like there's a book associated.
That's right. I've got a book coming out.
Yep. I'll do this. Are you ready?
That's it.
Is this Duke Nukem? Who is this?
That's Duke Kaboom.
Okay, John Oliver.
Yeah.
Last Week Tonight airs Sundays on HBO. John Oliver, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick... Joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.